mix with On the Beat.
See what you can do.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's the Zisu back again. E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. This is episode 83. Today we'll be talking about TV, including The Walking Dead and Fear, Black Mirror Season 4, Grown-ish, The Toys That Made Us, The Shy, Versace, American Crime Story, Dope, Dirty Money, Ultimate Beastmaster, and One Day at a Time Season 2. Movies including The Polka King, The Post, Snatched, The Great Wall, Brawl in Cell Block 99, and Insidious, The Last Key. And as always, the week in sports, including WWE Royal Rumble and Warriors Basketball, the week in Funko collecting, weekly Star Wars moments, and our weekly random movie and song recommendations. But before I go any further, introducing your new Royal Rumble champion, it's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? Sorry for the audio quality. It's just shitty internet, and you guys should be used to it by now. Hey, but before we really get into this, I want to say a happy belated birthday to our number one listener, Steve. Thanks so much, brother, for listening to all the nonsense that we do. So just got to give a quick shout out to him. But hey, everybody, welcome to the show. We are back. Sorry that we've been kind of neglecting your ears, but hey, just got to do stuff. And you guys know me, I'm traveling all over the place. So finally home this week.
Always on the move.
Yeah, finally home. And let's get into this.
Yeah, sounds good. As you heard, there's a ton of stuff on the list to catch up on. But most of it will be pretty much just quick hits and, you know, just quick check-ins with what I've been up to as far as watching. So you want to start with TV?
Yeah, I'll kick it off. I only got the one show. One Day at a Time on Netflix, the remake or whatever you want to call it, reboot. It's season two is back up. Just came up the other day, and I'm sure, I think there's like 12 episodes. I'm not sure, 12, 13. I don't know. But if you've watched the first season like I did, it was good. It was a different take. I wasn't too sure on how it was going to be, taking an old show and then just redoing it, but I was mistaken. This is an awesome show, and it's really good, man. It's funny. Yes, it's a comedy, but it goes up and downs with emotions and everything. So it's good, man. I'll read the synopsis again if you don't know what it is. Follows three generations of the same Cuban-American family living in the same house, a newly divorced former military mother, her teenage daughter, her tween son, and her old school mother. Yeah, it's pretty good. My favorite character in this is Rita Moreno. She's hilarious in this. She's the grandmother. And it's a cool show, man. If you guys did like the original One Day at a Time, if any of you old schoolers do remember that from back in the 70s, it was an awesome show. I did love it. And when I first heard about this one, I was kind of like, all right, but it's a good show, man. I really enjoyed it. And I'm happy that it did get a second season, because I wasn't too sure, because you never really hear nothing about it until Netflix starts advertising it. So this is pretty good, man. I love this show. I've only watched the first episode, so we'll see if it's better than the first season.
Yeah, I'm glad it came back, and something they should keep rolling with. I've heard a lot of people that really like the show. So
plus,
good to see.
Netflix upped their monthly fee because they got to pay for all these shows and movies that they're putting out. Well, I'll get to that when we get to movies. Go ahead.
Well, the big thing there is, as a lot of people might know, is this is the last year that Netflix is going to have anything, ABC, Disney, Buena Vista, all that stuff. Start 2019, Disney's starting its own thing. So Netflix is going to need to ramp it up this year and come with a whole bunch of their own content to make sure people stick with them once they lose all their Disney and ABC stuff.
I think they'll stick. I mean, for me, this customer, I'm sticking with it. I like all the original shows they have. And I think the biggest, other than, well, they're taking away all the Marvel ones, but I'm sure those ones will stay here for a while. I mean, I doubt they'll go. I mean, what's on here Marvel-wise will stay, because if they if they do continue with it Disney, all right, but I don't know if are they going to do the rated R stuff on the whatever this Disney stuff is.
I think so. Yeah, it should be full range. I don't think it's just going to be kid friendly. I think they're going to go full range of Disney, ABC, all that. So
all right.
And I heard it's going to be cheaper too, so as long as they have a Star Wars show, you know I'm in.
I'll see what where it's going, but if they're going to continue with new Marvel shows, I'm going to have to get it, cuz I got pretty much all the streaming stuff anyway, so what's one more? So
right, might as well. All right. Jumping right along. If you've been listening to the pod, so many weeks of Fear and Walking Dead, I fell off and fell behind, but I took the opportunity these last couple weeks while we haven't been recording to catch up, and I'm all the way caught up on both. So just wanted to give Nez the chance to have a full platform, and I actually had a couple questions for you, especially when it relates to The Walking Dead. But yeah, just to let you know, I'm all the way caught up and ready for the second half of the Walking Dead season to return in February.
What do you think of this whole Carl thing?
Right. Well, that's my big question for you. From what I hear, this is not a comic book thing. It's a huge departure from the comic books. And I would assume he's doomed, but my question for you, has there ever been a character in the comic book that was able to, like, survive it and find a way? Is there a chance for him, or is he on the clock for sure?
Well, we don't really know. We just assume he got bit. Yes, it looks like a bite, but I don't know. They could be trying to trick us.
Right.
And it could be something totally different. Maybe he just, whatever happened to him, he just slowly getting sick from it. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. If he leaves, yeah, but he's kind of a big character, a big point in the story, in the book. So I don't know why they're getting rid of him. And I know his contract is up, but come on, kid, what are you going to do? You might as well just ride this train into the ground and get all the money you can.
Yeah.
I saw him in Albuquerque. I was down at the Albuquerque Comic Con, and he was there. He was only there for one day. And damn, that kid, if he does leave and leave the show, I think he can make a ton of money just doing these conventions right now. If the Walker Stalker ones or what have you.
Right.
He was cleaning house, man. His line was long that whole time he was there. So, I mean, I think that's a good thing for him, especially right now. He's hot because of what's going on in the story. So, hey, kid, if you're listening, man, you better hit every convention every weekend and make that money. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Right. The other thing I wanted to run by you, I heard this was in the comics and it was bound to happen, but I found it to be one of the saddest things the show's done, essentially because of my investment in the character. But when Ezekiel had to witness the downfall of Shiva, I thought that was really rough. I was like, oh man, that was like probably one of the roughest things of my whole catch-up.
I don't remember how I remember It didn't happen that way in the books, but Shiva is dead. But I don't remember that. That happened a long time. Oh. That happened a long while ago. I know some walkers got her, but I don't remember how. There was none of these toxic walkers that like they had in the show. But I don't know. I'd have to go back and look because I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Okay. But yeah, like I said, caught up on that. Also caught up on Fear the Walking Dead, which I fell crazy behind on. Ton of episodes there I caught up on. The one thing I wanted to run by you, didn't you find it interesting that they tried to develop that one guy, motorcycle gang leader, was basically like Fear's Negan, didn't you think?
Yeah, they tried, but then it just went nowhere. So,
right.
We got the leader of the dam. I guess that's what you want to call it, because their big
right.
their big deal was with water because everyone was thirsty and everything. So I don't know. I don't even remember how it ended.
They're up on the dam, and then the one kid is holding the detonator to blow the dam. So Madison and her daughter and the one guy, they get to flee in a boat. And then when he blows it, everybody kind of scrambles, and Madison wakes up in the water, and she's not there with the daughter or the other guy. So. That was that for until they returned.
Okay, I remember that.
But you know they're going to cross over Walking Dead. So do you think the one guy is like related to Negan possibly?
No. Do you know who the crossover character is?
No, I don't. Go ahead. I don't mind.
It's please. Morgan.
And for the audience.
Morgan's the crossover character.
Oh,
so
interesting.
I'm like,
huh?
So what did he do? Walk from Atlanta or wherever all the way to the West Coast, and then, or maybe who knows? Maybe if it's, I don't know how they're gonna do it. I mean, it better make some sense because it has to be. After he loses his son, so I don't know. Recast his son, but then what was the point of them walking all the way to the West and then coming all the way back? So I don't know. We'll see what they do.
Strange. Okay. Well, we'll see.
Yep.
Moving right along, I have a bunch more on the list, but I can kind of just quick hit them, see if you've heard of them, if you're going to watch them, whatever. Black Mirror Season 4, did you get into any of that?
I haven't seen any of it yet.
Any of it? Okay. I'll just say, love this season, love what they did. Each story is unique in its own way. Definitely looking forward to doing an episode with you, so we don't need to get into that right now, but if anybody else... is sitting waiting to see Black Mirror new season 4. Definitely check it out. Great stories. Man, they just keep it going. Next, I don't know if you heard about this, but we always talk about Blackish. Here they did a spinoff, kind of almost like what they did with Cosby's Show in a Different World, called Grownish. Did you hear about that?
I don't know about this one. I don't really like that character anyway, but I'll watch it.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It's up on Hulu if you want to catch up. Jade loves the show. You know, she's a high school senior about to go to college herself. And it's kind of a funny intro. They have Anthony Anderson, you know, as the dad. And he's all sad about seeing the daughter go off. And Jade was like, oh, that's you. But it's also interesting. Each episode is... named after like a hip-hop or a hip-hop song or an album, like Cream, Capsules, Everything Around Me, Starboy. Every episode is something. So, anyways, but yeah, it skews younger. It's for the younger audience. I mean, that's why it's on Freeform. Freeform is for teens, younger folk. So, it skews that way. That's what the story is for. Anyways, but yeah, we've been keeping up with that since it started this year, so, and it's up on Hulu. Next one I have on my list, Toys That Made Us. You told me about this one. I since then watched all of them and love the series. It's everything that we're always talking about, collectibles, Star Wars. They have a Barbie episode, G.I. Joe, He-Man. Loved all about it. Loved learning little things. I knew a lot, but you know, it was cool learning some behind the scenes stuff, like how the toys came into existence and whatnot. Did you watch just the Star Wars one? Or?
I watched all four of them. I liked them all. Yeah. The best one was the Barbie one. Barbie, man, that was a ruthless, yeah. That's a ruthless empire. So I enjoyed the other. I mean, I mean Star Wars, I was there from the beginning with all those toys, and I am gonna acquire a Kenner Death Star. Of co-worker of mine, he has a ton of old 70s Kenner Star Wars stuff, and he's just trying to get rid of it all. Nice. So we're going to work a deal out, and I will hopefully within the next few months have a complete Kenner Death Star playset. So I'm super excited. If you listen to one of our big guys episodes, Big Jesse and I were talking about our favorite Christmas gifts, and that is that was my number one. That's my holy grail. Of toys, and I'm hoping I can get it. I don't know where I'll put it, but I don't know. I just want it. I want it again because it was just such an awesome toy. But like I said, man, the Barbie one was my favorite just because it was so ruthless, and I did not know any of that. I actually watched Star Wars, He-Man, and G.I. Joe first, and then I went back to the Barbie episode, and I was like, whoa. I mean, it was cool. I mean, I knew a lot of the stuff about the toys that I was collecting and playing with, but I didn't really know Barbie was that cutthroat, and it was cool. If you guys have not seen the Toys That Made Us, do check it out. I am working on a episode right now for MacNez Show. I interviewed one guy already. He's my buddy of mine. He's a big collector of He-Man. So that's on there, and hopefully I can talk to my buddy at work, the guy with all the Star Wars toys. He's older than me, so he collected all those, and I've just seen pictures of what he has. I'm gonna actually go to his house and look at everything, and then we're gonna sit down and I'm gonna interview him and talk about his love for Star Wars and everything. So I don't know, that's in the works still. I got a couple more interviews. I got to do with that. It's all my friends that collect, so hopefully that'll be out soon. I don't know how soon, but it's coming, so get ready for that. But it's an awesome show, man. Check it out if you guys haven't seen it, and it's a good nostalgia thing, just looking at watching this on the creation of these four markets of toys, and it was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah. For me, I've told this story before, but yeah, I completely regret parting with all my retro Star Wars figures. So one day I'll work on getting it back. These days I'm more of a loose package. I like to photograph, as everybody knows that listens. So I'm fine with, you know, getting most of the old stuff back loose. I'd be completely fine with that. Looks like you can do most of it pretty affordably, so that's cool. The one thing that I did want to mention from Toys That Made Us that I looked into and I was like, damn, one thing I never had, and I don't know what you know, because it was huge. You go on the net and look at how huge it was.
but from G.I. Joe, the USS flag. You remember that?
I've never had any of those big giant ones. I've had a lot. Yeah. I've had a lot of the big the jeeps and airplanes and everything, but I've never had that big giant thing. It was just too huge and
so huge.
And that's what she said. And it's just it was too expensive. There was no way my parents were going to shell out that kind of cash.
I don't remember what it originally went for, if it was like 100 or 200 originally, but just out of curiosity, I jumped on eBay. I was like, man, I'd love to have one of those. Blew me away to see what they go for. A bus one goes for about $8,500. Wow. And an unboxed but complete goes for about $1,500. So, but geez, it's still so impressive just to see the pictures, like, longer than a table, that long as a bed. The thing was impressive. It could fit multiple planes and everything. Like,
Oh man, that I've seen it. I've seen one in a toy store when they came out. The actual one actually had one on display that you could play with, and I was like, oh my god! I was like, there was no way. It was over 100. I remember that. But I was like, oh, man, my parents would never buy this.
Well, yeah, and just looking at the box, like, seriously, I don't think as one person you could pick it up just because of the awkwardness of it. I'm sure you could stand the weight, that's fine, but just the bulk, the size of it, you couldn't balance it. It's so long, it's like bed size.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Big. I mean, you could put it on a table and probably go from end to end. It was a giant toy. Yep. I mean, I think right now it's more of just a collecting thing. If you do have one of these, I'm sure you're not sitting there playing with it. It's probably actually set up on display. Because if I had one, I'm a huge G.I. Joe fan, but I'm not that huge when it comes to the toys. But oh my god! I mean, if I did have that, and I had the room for it, it would be out on display. But but if I had one, it would probably be in the box, in the closet.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe someday. It'd be amazing to have one. Anyways, moving right on. Next show, I want to quickly mention, did you hear about Showtime's The Chi?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's from the one girl, she co-stars on Anzi's Ansari's show, Master of None. She plays his good friend on that. If you're familiar with the Thanksgiving episode, that was her big time to shine in that. She created the show. She doesn't star in it, at least yet. But what it reminds me, kind of, not 100%, is it's definitely got vibes of The Wire with tons of characters. Only one main police character, so that's a big kind of difference from The Wire. But basically, there are four episodes in, and we just caught up on all of them. It's basically just about the idea of just the cycle of violence and, you know, one crime, you know, passing on to another and one person getting revenge for something else and just the spiral that can send you on. The show was promoted as having like a parts of it are, you know, more hopeful and brighter than The Wire, that's for sure. But I just wanted to make sure to mention it. It was one of the things I've been watching. And like I said, well, I don't put it up as high as The Wire. I definitely recommend checking out The Wire first. You know, good for what it is, especially something that's currently, like I said, just airing, starting. So I'll probably check when I'm in here in a couple episodes.
Is that all you have for TV?
A couple more real quick, just real quick on them. I'll just put them all together and see if you've heard of any of these. Versace, the American Crime Story. It's basically season two of what they did, the OJ story a couple years ago that we talked about. It's different, but, you know, good storytelling, and I love all that investigation discovery type stuff. And I knew a good from, like, investigation discovery stories, but cool to see them get into that. Dope is a Netflix documentary series, and I wanted to mention one especially to you, Nez. The first episode deals with Oakland.
Dude, that show.
And when I found that,
that show's fake.
Did you see it?
It's fake.
Yeah, well, okay. That's what I found discouraging about it. Like, I was like, oh, man, I hate when, like, shows portray places like that. And I felt like they did Oakland wrong. Like, yes, stuff happens, but yes, stuff happens everywhere. Stuff happens in Susanville. Stuff happens here in Eureka. Stuff happens everywhere. And, you know, it's fine. It's funny. They show it and, like, the Bay looked beautiful, Oakland was beautiful, like, the streets look beautiful, but the way they try to portray it and stuff, like, give me a break.
It's fake, man. I mean, this is why I say it's fake. I have some friends that, back in the day, that were caught up in all that, and they were watching it, and they were talking to some of the officers, saying that, oh, man, I've been doing this for 30 years. And one of my friends was like, I've never seen that guy. He goes, and he said he's seen all of the drug enforcement guys. And he goes,
right.
And this is another reason. Right. This is another reason why I thought it was fake. Was the cops are out there looking for this RV, and you have a camera crew
riding
around, showing it how it looks, showing the driver, talking to him. I said, this show's false. And where they were in Oakland,
yep.
It was only like a few blocks of where they were at. I mean, they tried to make it, oh, the Oakland is the one of the dangerous cities in the world. I mean, that show was bullshit, man. I only watched that one episode and I said, this is false. Whatever. I mean, Netflix,
yep.
Man, I love you guys, but come on. I mean, make it real. Don't make it fake. Yeah, that shit was bullshit.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad you got to comment on it, because that's exactly my thoughts on it. the other documentary series they have up, and I found this one actually pretty interesting, more than dope, was Dirty Money. It's basically just about, each episode is like a different land. The first one's about Volkswagen and like them trying to fake clean diesel. There's another one about the payday loan industry. There's one about that punk, the Scarelli, the guy that bought the Woo album. There's one about maple syrup, the maple syrup heist of Canada. That one was really interesting. But I definitely recommend Dirty Money over Dope as far as Netflix docs go. The last thing I wanted to mention, though, for TV is a new season of Ultimate Beastmaster. And if you've been listening to us for a while, you heard me talk about the show in the first season, how much I like just watching this. It's, if you remember, like, American Gladiators, it kind of reminds me of that. It's just an obstacle course show, a lot of parkour, a lot of far jumping, and, you know, making your way through the obstacle course. It's almost the same as the first season, the second season, but I don't know. It's something I love to just throw on in the background. You can do stuff and pay attention and see what they're doing. So, yeah. Ultimate Beastmaster 2, I just wanted to say. But, yeah, unless you have anything else, that's all I have for TV.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I finished Future Man, and you know I've talked about that numerous times, but if you guys haven't seen that and you have Hulu and you want to watch something awesome and funny, check it out. Again, parental advisory. It's not for kids, so don't watch it around your kids because it gets pretty graphic and gruesome. And the conversations they have are nuts, but it's an awesome show, so check it out.
Cool. All right, you want to get right into movies? You want to kick us off?
Yeah, this was a movie that I was on the Horror Returns a while back. We did a show on the Netflix original show, Bright. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome, man.
Yep.
I loved it. I thought it was a badass show. I had no idea what it was going to be about. And it was an amazing show. I loved it. If you guys haven't seen it, check it out. What'd you think of it?
Cool. Yeah, I liked what they did. It definitely felt like some of that director, the David Ayers, it felt some of like his earlier like police movies that he's done. I think he did that one with Michael Pena. Do you remember the name of that one?
That one, the one with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, that one. I think it was In the Water.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, it reminded me a little bit of that. Had some humor between Will Smith and the Joel Edgerton orc. That was cool. The only thing I guess I would say is, for some things, I guess I would have liked to see them push the fantasy just a little more. I mean, they did, don't get me wrong, but if they do another one, I'd like to see more. There's little tiny little things. Did you notice like there was a dragon in the sky at one point?
Yeah, I was waiting for that to come into it, and it didn't. So hopefully, it did get green lit for a sequel. So I don't know when we're getting that. So hopefully there's dragons in the next one.
Right.
I could have did without the fairies. I thought that was stupid.
Yeah. That opening scene with on the lawn, you mean?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Netflix movies, you may have seen. Did you hear about the Polka King?
No, I haven't.
That's a movie that's floating around on the Netflix. They produced it just like they did with Bright, and has Jack Black, Jenny Slate. It's kind of like a real type biopic. It's pretty interesting about this guy that in Pennsylvania came to the country and did all kinds of polka music, and you know, he's always doing business and whatever, like, it starts to devolve into, to keep things going, he's gotta kind of find a way to scam, but I really liked the performances. Jason Schwartzman's also in it, and I really recommend checking out this movie. Like I said, it's minimal on the humor, but it's just more interesting as far as, like, a biopic goes, and Jack Black's really great in the lead role as the guy. And after the fact, there was a real documentary on the real guy, the man who would be Polka, if you want to see the real story of this guy, like what he was all about. So, yeah, I'd be really curious to see what you think about it.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Cool. You want me to keep rolling through a few, and you can finish with what you got, or
I'll I got, because I have two more. How many do you have?
One, two, three.
All right. Well, I'll just roll through mine. The next movie I saw came out last year. This is Brawl in Cell Block 99. This one stars Vince Vaughn. A former boxer turned drug runner lands in prison Battleground After a Deal Gets Deadly. This one was a pretty good movie, man. It was a different role for Vince Vaughn. He's just some guy trying to make ends meet, and they're not. So he kind of goes back into being dirty, and he becomes a drug runner. And then it just kind of goes sour, and then he ends up in prison. I was hearing about this. A lot of people were talking about it, saying that it was really good, and it's really slow. It's a slow drama, and the action really doesn't pick up until maybe the last 45 minutes of the movie, half hour of the movie. But it was good, man. It kept my attention. I did like all the performances in it. We had Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter fame, and we also had Don Johnson. He was like one of the lead prison guards, and I love Don Johnson. He's good in everything he does. And but Vince Vaughn, it was just kind of weird to see him in a role like this. But it was really good, and it's really graphic. The violence is pretty heavy once it kicks in. Some of the special effects were a little cheesy, but hey, you can get past it. It's a really good movie. It's streaming on Amazon, so if you guys want to check it out, if you do have an Amazon, and it's out there, I'll tell you that. And yeah, it's a cool movie. Check it out. Brawl and Cell Block 99. The next one I saw this is probably the last movie I saw. No, I saw Star Wars again. Six times I'm up to. I saw Insidious, The Last Key. This came out. I think this is part 4, I believe. Yeah, it is, of the Insidious films, because we had Insidious in Chapter 2 and 3. It's a prequel. It kind of leads right into the first one, and it does explain a little more on what happened, or what with the story that follows. It was pretty good. It was really slow. There was a couple jump scares in it, but it wasn't what I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be like really scary, and it wasn't. It was just kind of, it seemed like a slow drama mystery type of thing. It was good. I really enjoyed it. I think if you read it as a book, it would probably read better. But it was cool. I know there was some people out there that didn't really care for it, but it's good. I think out of the four movies, I think the first one's my favorite. And if you do like these Insidious movies, I think it's still in theater. I'm not sure, but if you like it, or you're just gonna wait, I'm definitely gonna pick it up when it comes out. I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, there was a couple little issues in the movie, but hey, what are you gonna do? I think if they were gonna continue with this character. Lynn Shay's character, Elise Rayner, she's been in all four of them. And I'm kind of like, I think they should have turned this into like a TV, little mini, maybe a mini series or a TV series, because then they could have explained more of her background, because she was kind of like a big part of this whole franchise. So it was what it was. I mean, it wasn't the greatest, but it was still interesting. I did like it. And there was a couple parts that were a little sad. And yeah, that's it. Insidious, The Last Key. Like I said, I'm going to pick it up when it comes out. I'm a completist, so I'll have all four of them in my library. So Last Key, or Insidious, The Last Key. If you have any interest, and if it's still playing in your area, check it out. Those are all the movies I have.
Cool. Right. Speaking of movies, I saw in theaters that are prequels, and I got out to see The Post. Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Bob Burke, Better Call Saul, he's in it. It is basically the prequel to All the President's Men, the classic with Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman. It's basically the story of the Washington Post deciding whether or not they're going to print these documents on the Vietnam War, and whether, you know, presidents knew is winnable and they kept it going, that kind of thing. So good performances. I mean, it is kind of what it is, especially if you know that part of history, and especially if you've seen All the President's Men. But I know it's the kind of movie that is like made for award seasons, and I know it was shut out at the Golden Globes, but I think it's been nominated for Academy Awards, I think, if those have been announced. But if you're into those kind of things, I'd recommend it. Otherwise, you know, like I said, it is what it is. So, you know, see it if you want, kind of thing.
Is that it?
Two more quick ones. Movies that are up on HBO. HBO Go, HBO Now, all that. On demand, if you can do that. Whatever. Snatched and The Great Wall. Snatched with Goldie Hawn and... what's her name? Did you see Snatched?
That one with Amy Schumer?
Yes.
No, I want to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, yeah, that's up on HBO Go now or whatever if you want to check that out. I thought it was good for what it was, adventure, comedy. Interestingly, everybody probably knows this because you probably just haven't seen it around, but yeah, it was Goldie Hawn's first film in 15 years that she did. So that was interesting. And she could go over to like action comedy. So kind of like she did a lot in the 80s, I guess you could say. But yeah, since you haven't seen it, I won't too much into it. But yeah, it's worth checking out. Good for what it is. And especially if you're just going to stream it, that's fine. The last one I have is The Great Wall. That's also streaming, HBO, Now Go, whatever. This one, I remember, had some controversy to it. Everybody was saying, like, oh, you know, Matt Damon has to come in, white hero saves the day type thing. But actually, that's kind of not what it was, and the director of it was actually almost everything is presented from a Chinese point of view, but they use both Matt Damon and Pedro Pascal, who you might know from Narcos or as the Red Viper in Game of Thrones. He's always awesome. They almost provide like an outsider's view, and I wouldn't necessarily say they like save the day, but they more like experience what's happening. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I get it, but I think it's worth a watch just because I think the negative hype it definitely is better than what its reputation was.
I don't know about that one. I mean, I'm not that big of a Matt Damon fan, so I was kind of, I just kind of avoided it. But then when it did come out, a lot of people were saying it wasn't very good, so I just didn't see it at all.
It's okay. It's okay. Another one that I talked about, I actually saw in theaters. It's up. That it's also another, I put it almost right there with The Great Wall. It's up on the HBO right now. Is that King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, the Guy Ritchie film. That's another one that I think is like, if you have just access to streaming and can stream it, check it out that way, see if you like it. Watching it again for the second time, there's definitely parts I enjoyed about it. Just one of those movies that's good, not great, so perfect for streaming. In my opinion. But yeah, that's all I had on movies, unless you had anything else.
No, I'm. That's pretty much what I saw.
Okay, cool, cool. Just real quick, I want to mention right before we went on air, out of nowhere, I think the Black Panther premiere was last night. They released the Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer, so didn't get a chance to check it out, just so you know it's out there, and I'm sure we'll come and talk about that next episode.
I haven't seen any of it. I've kind of been avoiding all the Black Panther stuff, but I am looking forward to Black Dynamite. Are you?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
We'll see where that goes.
Yeah, I guess ready to get into sports. Since it's been a while, I'll just go real quick in general. Overall, it's been really good for the Warriors. The most recent thing happened with them was playing the Celtics in a big game. That was highly entertaining, felt like a finals preview. They had a 10-point lead at one point. Warriors with a 10-point lead. Ended up being a tie game with just like a couple minutes to go. Steph had his biggest game of the year. It was like 46 or like 49 points. But yeah, held on to win. Great win. The only other game that comes to mind right away is it was also kind of a marquee game was the Timberwolves game. And that game was one of the funnest games I've seen Warriors basketball all season. In the first half, 30 of the first 50 points scored last break. So it was like highly exciting, highly energetic Warriors basketball. But for the most part, that's been all good. They did a whole all-star draft thing. Steph picked one team, LeBron picked another. That was interesting. They didn't air it, though. That was the problem. So it was all just private, so you don't know who got picked where. You can only guess. But LeBron's team looked pretty stacked when it had LeBron, KD, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, and Marcus Cousins. But Cousins just got hurt, and he's going to be out the season, so that's a bummer. But I like what Steph got, considering he got Harden, Greek Freak, he got his fellow Warriors teammate, Clay and Draymond, Damian Lillard. I like what he got. So, you know, I always look forward to All-Star just as a basketball fan, and looks like it'll be a little more competitive this year, so that's exciting. And then as far as NFL goes, I've been, you know, just in general keeping up with that just as, you know, fan sports, both Nez's Raiders and my Broncos. We didn't make it to the playoffs this year. And last time we were on, we talked about the Raiders signing Gruden to their crazy extension, or crazy contract, not extension. But, yeah, just as the playoffs went, it would have been nice to see Jacksonville instead of the Patriots get to the Super Bowl. We got coming up this weekend, this Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. Eagles and Patriots, a rematch of the 2005 Super Bowl. I'm going for the Eagles, but it looks like it'll probably be an easy Patriots win. I'm not even counting on that great of a game, probably something like Patriots 16, Eagles 6, something like that is what I'm predicting. But, yeah, I mean, that's what it is in world sports. Oh, yeah, back to basketball. One last second of anybody, Clipper fans we have listening. Huge trade, Blake Griffin. That era officially over with the Clippers. That was crazy to hear. He's headed to Detroit. Clippers got Tobias Harris and a couple other players back, draft picks and whatnot, but yeah, that's for me for sports. How about you, Nez?
All I have is the results for Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble 2018 took place in I want to say Philadelphia. Yeah, it was in Philadelphia because I remember them showing the Rocky statue that's at that museum. I'm going to run through the results. The pre-show, I didn't see any of it, so I won't even discuss any of that. But the first match on the card was AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. It was like a, I guess it was a triple threat, but it was what it was. This Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn getting back together. I was like, okay, whatever. But AJ Styles, I mean, they were all going pretty hard. They all took a lot of hard bumps. AJ Styles, man, the phenomenal one. He was badass. He ended up winning that one via pinfall. So it was cool. It was what it was. This next match, there was times where it was exciting, and then it kind of drug a little. This was the Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. It was a SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Yeah, I don't remember too much of it, but I do remember them doing a lot of high flying stuff. So, but the Usos, they're still the champs. They won. The next, we got the Royal Rumble, the Men's Royal Rumble. This one was awesome. I am gonna run down the list of everybody that entered. Well, I'm gonna start from number one all the way to 30, and the order I'm giving is how they all came in. The first one was Rusev. Then Finn Balor, Rhino, Baron Corbin, Heath Slater, Elias, Andre Almas, Bray Wyatt, Big E, Sami Zayn. He actually took Ty Dillinger's spot after Kevin Owens and Zayn attacked him backstage. Sheamus, Xavier Woods, Apollo Crews, Shinsuke Nakamura, Cesaro, Kofi Kingston, Jinder Mahal, Seth Rollins, Matt Hardy, Woke Matt Hardy. That was awesome for him to come out. John Cena, The Hurricane, Aiden English, Adam Cole, Randy Orton, Titus O'Neil, The Miz. And this next one was the big surprise for me. When his music kicked in, I went, I started screaming. The return of Rey Mysterio. That was awesome when he came out. I was actually at Joel and Sherry's. We were all watching it. Steve was there. Steve and I, we both watched wrestling, so we knew who was coming out, and Sherry and Joel were like, who is this guy? So, but it was awesome. Rey Mysterio. I actually just saw him in Albuquerque at the Comic-Con. He's a little guy, but I was happy that he came back for the Rumble. After Rey, we had Roman Reigns, Goldust, and the number 30 spot with Dolph Ziggler. It was cool, man. It was just the final two. Was Roman Reigns and Shinsuke Nakamura. I knew Shinsuke was going to be the last man standing. He's the one he won the Royal Rumble, and it was good, man. There was times where it drug because it went over an hour. So I mean, it just I mean, the Royal Rumble. I want to say Finn Balor. He lasted the longest. Because he actually got thrown out towards the end by John Cena, but it was just, oh my God. I mean, they were going, but there was times where there was just like a couple guys wrestling and everyone else was just laying there resting. So it was cool. It was still a good Rumble. It got a little boring in spots, but it really gets exciting when it gets to the end. And when the final three were in there, John Cena and Reigns and Nakamura, I was like, they better not put over John Cena again. So, but it was cool. I think all the fans, as well as me, we all wanted Nakamura to win. I kind of called it a little at the end, saying, "Watch, it's gonna be Reigns and Nakamura." At first, I was thinking Finn Balor, but then Reigns was the last one standing, and it was a good match. I mean, they kind of went pretty good together, and then Nakamura pulled it out. So I thought that was awesome.
How'd he do it? Small?
What?
How'd he do it? Isn't he small and Reigns is huge?
Yeah, you got to throw him over the top rope. So he got him over the ropes, and then I want to say he like kicked him and then he fell off. So
okay.
I want to watch it again. And there was so much wrestling that night. I definitely want to watch it again. The next match was the Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan versus Cesaro and Sheamus. This match was okay. The only reason Jason Jordan is in this matchup is because Dean Ambrose got hurt. And I'm like, whatever. Okay, it is what it is. Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan are still the champs, so it was nothing really exciting in that one. The next one was this was probably the main one that everybody really wanted to see. This was the Women's Royal Rumble match. This is the order. It's not the order of, I couldn't find the actual order, the listed order, but this is everyone that was in it. Sasha Banks was the one that lasted the longest. Out of all 30 women, she lasted 54 minutes. And man, she was taking hard bumps. Speaking of hard bumps and Sasha Banks, if you guys watched Raw last night, man, I don't know if she really got hurt, but it looked like she fell on her head. She tried to dive over the second rope, and it looked like her foot got caught because she was having a match with Asuka, and it looked like she was supposed to dive through it, and Asuka was supposed to give her a kick, but Sasha Banks's foot got caught, and she just like dropped, and it looked like she came down on her head, but they kept going with the match, so she's all right. That wasn't in the Rumble. That was on Raw. Here's everybody that was in it. Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Natalya, Asuka, Nia Jax, Carmella, Nikki Bella. It was actually the return of the Bella twins. Nikki Bella and Brie Bella were there. Sarah Logan, Ruby Riott. I love Ruby Riott. Ruby Riott. Michelle McCool. They brought out a lot of older WWE female wrestlers, so that was cool. Mickie James, she's been bouncing around back and forth. Naomi, Sonya Deville, Ember Moon. They had to bring up some NXT women because there isn't enough on the SmackDown and Raw roster for them to have 30. This next one was the one that I was screaming, and I was hoping she was gonna come out. I had no idea because she had retired, and this was Lita. She came out. Her music kicked in. I think I was the most excited is when she popped out. So I was happy. Lita hurt herself and that she was forced into retirement. So I was kind of like, don't hurt yourself. And I was everything she did, I was, I just didn't want her to get hurt. I actually met Lita a month or so ago at a little convention in Sacramento. And she's beautiful. I'm a huge fan of her. She's probably my favorite diva. Or women's wrestler. There's no more divas, but Lita's awesome. Trish Stratus came out. That was a surprise. Liv Morgan, and this is another surprise for me. Kelly Kelly, she's still hot. She came out. She didn't do much, but she came out. Bayley, Kairi Sane. I was happy she came out. I called that one because I knew they were going to bring in some NXT women's. So Kairi Sane, she's from Japan. She's awesome. Molly Holly. She lasted pretty good. Well, she only went like almost 4 minutes, but it was good to see her again. Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, Tori Wilson, Lana, she came out and did nothing. And this was another surprise for me right here. I called it too. I'm hoping this one comes out, and this is Beth Phoenix. She retired a while ago, and I was like, I hope she comes out. I was just saying that because I was just trying to think of some of my favorite women wrestlers, and she came out. So that was awesome to see her. She's still in good shape. She's married to Edge, and they have a kid. But it was good to see her. She came in there, and she did what she had to do. Jacqueline, Tamina, and this one was a really big surprise. She only lasted 58 seconds and didn't do anything. If you guys are Eddie Guerrero fans, he was married to Vicky Guerrero, and she came out. She was the cougar, and she's always the one. My Renee and Tiga hate her because she, every time she used to come out when she was on, is she'd excuse me, and she came out and did that, and she kept screaming excuse me, trying to get everybody's attention, and she got in the ring. And they just threw her out because she didn't do anything. But it was cool. I mean, it was good to see her. And she's always has a a home for at the WWE. So I knew she wasn't going to do anything. They had her wrestle before, and she never did much, but it was cool to see her. It put a smile on my face. But the final one was the one who pulled it out that everyone knew she was going to win was Asuka. It's going to be an amazing WrestleMania. With the winners of the Royal Rumble automatically get a main event at WrestleMania. Well, Asuka's not going to get a main event unless they do two main events. But because this was the first time that they had the Women's Royal Rumble at the Royal Rumble. So it was cool. I was pulling for her the most, and she's awesome. So she won, and the two champs, the SmackDown and the Raw champions, they weren't in it. They were just sitting there watching the whole thing, and that was Charlotte Flair and dumbass the little blonde gal. Her name escapes me.
Bliss.
Alexa Bliss. She's so stupid, I hate her. She was sitting there, and I don't know. This was another stupid thing I thought, but hey. That's my opinion. I don't know how they're going to work that out, who she's going to fight or who she's going to wrestle, but I don't know. We'll see. But then this was the shocker. Fucking Tommy, if you're listening, you motherfucker, he ruined it for me. We were like a half hour behind because we were waiting for Steve. And fucking all of a sudden this music kicked in and nobody knew what it was. They turned around and Ronda Rousey came walking out. I was like, there was rumors that we thought she was going to be in the Rumble, but she wasn't. She just came out. She's going to have a match at WrestleMania. And I'm like, Ronda Rousey, man, she's awesome. I liked her in the MMA, but you got to do something, I guess. And I'm like, oh man, come on. At least.
Yeah. And she's going to take the, if she's going to take the Rowdy Roddy Piper persona, right?
Yeah, but that's all right. I'm cool with that. She actually she was on Piper's Pit on his podcast when he was still alive. Rest in peace, Rowdy. I love you. And she asked him, yep, is it okay if I use that? And he's like, yeah, sure. So it was awesome. And the leather jacket she came out in was actually Roddy Piper's. So that was awesome. And she came out with her Roddy Piper styled shirt, white with the red collar, and it said Ronda on it in the Piper font. So I mean, that was really cool to see. It was a really big tribute to him, and he's one of the greats.
Yep.
Oh man.
Yep.
Roddy, I love you. You know that. So it's cool, but I'm just like, I'm fine with her coming in, but she better not win a belt or anything, because if she's gonna be like Braun Strowman Brock Lesnar, a little fucking part timer. I'm like, and just come out for pay per views and all that. I'm like, I don't know, but who knows? We'll see what she does. I mean, she's got good moves, so we'll see what she does. I think I skipped a match. Now that I'm speaking of. We had
three guys. Yeah, guys.
Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar versus Kane. Kane, I love you, man, but he was just a filler. He was just kind of in the way. Brock Lesnar is still the Universal Champ. We'll see where that goes. And but it was a good match, man.
How did Braun not win? He seemed like unstoppable.
Brock Lesnar, man. You can't beat him. Plus, they got to just string him through, run him through the dirt, through the mud. So, maybe for strength, if Braun Strowman probably would win, he did throw him all through tables and everything. They brought out the tables. They all went through the announce tables and everything. It was out of control, but actually Kane was the one that got pinned. He got an F5 from Lesnar, and then 1-2-3, that was it. So Lesnar is still the reigning champ, and you knew it. You knew he was still going to be the champ when it started. So I was like, oh, but I don't know. We'll see. But as far as the Women's Royal Rumble, this was what I was kind of pissed off at. I wanted Tamina and Nia Jax to be in the ring together. Tamina got tossed out before Nia Jax came in. So I was like, oh, man, because it would have been good. It would have been good to see those two beasts of women go at it and everything. So, but I still got to give it to Sasha Banks, man. She lasted the longest, and man, she's a rough one, but she needs to be careful. I just don't want her to get hurt. But I was happy that Asuka won the Royal Rumble as well as Shinsuke Nakamura. Japan took the Royal Rumble, so that was cool. Overall, yeah, there were some exciting parts and happy parts for me, but overall, it was some of it was just kind of boring, and it was just like, eh. But it was cool for what it is. It is the Royal Rumble. I will be attending 2019's Royal Rumble. It's gonna be in Phoenix, Arizona, so I am definitely going to that, and I'm hoping that Steve and Joel and Sherry can go because they were talking about it. So I don't know. We'll see. You should definitely come with us if we do.
Yeah, might as well.
But if none of them go, I'm going for sure. I'm going for sure. Me and Eric are gonna go because I went to the Royal Rumble back in 2013 and when it was in Phoenix, and it was awesome. I was mad at the outcome. That was when The Rock took the belt from CM Punk. But it's all right, man. It's still cool. The Royal Rumble is just a fun time. And if they do continue with the Women's Royal Rumble matches, I mean, that'll be awesome to see two good matches with 30 competitors in each. So, but, yeah, Royal Rumble, it was good. This is the beginning. This is the road to WrestleMania. So we got Elimination Chamber next month. And hopefully that's in Vegas. Hopefully I can make it down to that. And that's my wrestling wrap-up.
Awesome. Good to hear. Yeah, I don't know if you've been doing the Tops app still, but I made my picks there. And I think I went 2-2 because I think I picked Braun, Styles. I can't remember the other ones I picked. But, yeah, they had a whole, like, pick-your-winner type thing.
I still do it, but I didn't get to pick. I forgot. I should have. If I would have picked, I would have won. I would have picked both winners in both rumbles because that was for Nakamura and Asuka. But next time, Elimination Chamber, I'll pick them.
Yeah. I picked Finn when Joel sent me the odds. I picked Finn to win, and he would have paid pretty good had he won. It was like pretty decent odds, and Joel said he lasted a long, or you said he lasted a long time.
Yeah, he almost to the end, I would say. I can't remember who threw him out, but he made it. He made it a long way.
Cool. Did he have the whole makeup getup or just regular?
No, he just came out regular. It would have took forever for him to get to the ring.
When he's
the demon. So. But.
Yeah. I haven't seen him really do it, but I saw, did Joel show you he got the video game? I saw it on the video game, and I was like, damn, it took forever. It was like a 5-minute intro.
It takes him forever. But when he was on NXT, it didn't take that long because the ramp is short. But when he's on Raw or a pay-per-view, when he comes out like that, he takes forever to get to the ring. There was no time to showboat.
Yeah,
as soon as the clock hits and it's your turn, you got to come running out and get in the ring.
Running, right. All right. Ready to move on to collecting?
Yep, we gotta get it moving.
Wrapped up. Yeah, cool. Like I said, I don't have a lot for collecting. Pretty much since the last been on. The big thing that happened was Hot Topic had their Hot Cash thing. When it started, I picked up a good amount of DC Bombshells. They had so many cool little details since then on my Instagram at the Zsu, which I always mention. I always post the pictures, and I did the whole series of Bombshell turnarounds. And then right at the end of Hot Cash, which was just the other day, this last Sunday, used the last little remaining ones I had, and then I left ones I didn't use behind for somebody to pick up at the mall. But I picked up two of these Marvel versus Capcom Infinite two packs: Gamora versus Strider, and Black Panther versus Monster Hunter. They've got really cool details, and just based off of the pop price guide, you can see how many other people log that they have it in their collection. I see a lot of people are sleeping on these two packs, and they're actually really cool detailed. So far, just yesterday, I posted Strider. I got to post his turnaround, but the rest of the week, I'm going to work on posting the rest of those guys, and they got really cool details. So, but yeah, that's the main thing I picked up as far as collecting. Pick up anything good recently?
Yeah, when I was down in Albuquerque at Comic-Con, I finally got a hold of the NECA Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th Part 3. I almost bought it earlier. I was at Astro Zombie Comics, and they had it in there, and it was $40, and I was like, I should just buy it because I didn't know if I was going to see it at the con. I just figured, I'll go back if it's not there. First day, I walked around. I went 2 days. I went Friday and Saturday. And Friday, I walked around in this booth. They had it, and I was like, "Oh yeah!" So I got it. It was $25, and that's how much it is if you buy it online. So I'm glad I didn't have to pay double, but I was willing to pay double. But I would have kicked myself if I bought it and then went to the con and saw it for $25.
Right.
This is an awesome, awesome design. This is when Jason, if you're a fan of the Friday the 13th series, this is when he gets his hockey mask. So this is cool. There's two changeable heads. I'm in the package guy, so I'm not going to open this. You can change the head to where his mask is normal, and then it's got the head where it's got the axe one when he got hit in the head in the forehead with the axe at the end of the movie. So that's cool. Comes with a spear gun, a poker, a machete, a pitchfork, a knife, and a wrench. And if you're familiar with the movie, those are all things that he used to kill in the movie. The packaging is awesome. I love these little flaps that they do with little Velcro. And cool little action poses on it. And I love the front part. Ah, fuck. I took a picture of it and I put it on Instagram a while ago. But it's one of those it's like a 3D picture. You know, when you move it, you can see different directions and how it looks, and because it looks like a knife is sticking out of the front, and Jason's behind a shower curtain, so it's cool. I love his figure. I'm glad I finally got it, and it's definitely going to go in my collection of Jason figures, because I think the last one I got was the Jason Lives from Part 6. So now I got 3, 4, 6, and I got the Comic-Con exclusive one. So you guys know I'm a huge Friday 13th fan, so I'm still going to – there's more NECA figures out there that I'm going to try to get. I think the next one I'm going to try to shoot for is the Roy figure from Part 5. There's different versions. I think NECA did all of them, but I'm not sure. I don't know. When I go to cons is when I look around. So, but I'm glad I got this one. And that's the only thing that I got collecting-wise.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's a cool one that you picked up. Just real quick, I wanted to also mention that Target's having a clearance thing, and they have a few Star Wars things. I was able to pick up the Resistance Ski Speeder, which I wanted for a while. I love that design from Last Jedi. It was originally $39. I got it for $11.98, so I was hyped for that. They had a couple other things, though. Black Series 3-pack, and it was down to $17.99, which is good. I was hoping to get it just one more price drop, and I think I waited too long because all of a sudden all the clearance is gone, and I'm like, damn, they probably sent it off to another store. So, Nez, if you get a chance to drop by a Target, maybe you can see if they still have that for me.
Yeah, I'll
it's a Rogue One 3-pack of the Black Series. Because, yeah, I think I waited too long, and now my local Target, I know they didn't sell it. They had 5 of them left, but they cleared out the whole aisle. And I was like, damn, I waited just too long. So, anyways, almost done, but can't forget to mention Star Wars moment of the episode. Still got that Last Jedi episode coming. Yes, we're like late and it's already been in theaters, you know, for over a month. That's fine. We've all seen it 6 times. But we got all the notes ready. We just got to record that, and we're going to do that soon. So that's on the way. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. The other thing I want to mention real quick is since we last talked, I played more of the story mode of Star Wars Battlefront 2. And, man, just so impressed with the story. One, the game's hella hard. And shout-out to Eric for playing through it. Man, it's some parts that I really struggled with. It was, like, so hard to get through the parts. I had to, like, focus in so hard to try to get through. But made my way through the story. And I'd recommend, if you're a Star Wars fan or interested in Star Wars, even if you're not going to play the game, go on YouTube and check out the cinematics. The story is so good for Battlefront 2. I'm really impressed with what they did. So even if you play it, I'd recommend going on YouTube. They have videos of just all the cinematic scenes, so you pretty much can get the story there. So, yeah, shout out to Battlefront 2.
I haven't played nothing in a while. I played Friday the 13th, and that was it.
Right. Oh, did you ever get back to Until Dawn, Before Dawn?
I haven't yet either. I was just thinking about that yesterday. I haven't gotten back to it yet.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, almost done. Got the random recommendations ready?
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to start with one of my favorite wrestlers, but it's not because of his wrestling, it's because of his acting. Guardians of the Galaxy is Drax, Dave Bautista. Also loved him in his little role in Blade Runner 2049. But this is a movie I've been curious to check out for a while, and it's up on Netflix. Bushwick. Finally got around to checking it out. It almost feels a little bit like Walking Dead style story. It's not about zombies or anything about that, but it's about like a militia trying to come in and take over and take control in New York City. And the one actress, her name escapes right now. I don't have the IMDb up, but it's basically about her, and she doesn't know Dave Bautista. But it's about them, like, making their way through the city. And I really liked what they did with the story. And I think it gave Bautista really a great chance to shine and feature. I mean, he did his thing in Guardians, but this is, like, a real feature film for him. And I was really impressed with what he did on lots of levels of acting. So hopefully it leads to more roles like this for him, because I really liked what they did here. And like I said, if you like Walking Dead style type shows, then definitely check out this. Bushwick, and you can find it on Netflix.
All right, this movie I'm going to talk about came out in 98, and this is Hype Williams' movie, Belly. Stars DMX and Nas. And there's a ton of other guys. T-Boz is in it, Method Man, and bunch of other awesome actors. This movie is pretty badass. A pair of violent men have spiritual awakenings. That's what it's called. They were just some drug dealers in New York, and just out there hustling, and just getting into the problems they got. They say it's a crime drama, and it's more dramatic, if anything. But it's a really good movie. This was the first movie that I actually seen Nas and DMX act in, and they both did awesome performances in this movie. So if you guys have not seen it, do check it out. I don't know if it's streaming on anything. I remember it was on Netflix, but I don't know if it's on there anymore. But for you swashbucklers, it's out there. So
right.
Yeah, check it out, everyone. This is 1998's. Hype Williams classic, Belly.
Awesome.
Did you see that?
I'll get right. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I remember the soundtrack and it's huge.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I'll get right into my song. random song. I might have recommended this before, but it's just a song I never get tired of. So I was like, well, what am I going to do for a random song? I was like, well, you know, it's got to be something that's, you know, listen to. So, and for this, it's also something you always hear related to basketball. They'll either use it in promotion or the video games like 2K. Going with a song that I have loved since 1992 when it first came out. They Reminisce Over You, Troy, Pete Rock and CL Smooth off Mecca and the Soul Brother from 92. Man, never get tired of the song. Whenever I'm flipping through music and I get to that, oh, yep, I'm listening to that. So love the song so much and never get tired of it. And I may have recommended it before, but I'm recommending it again.
All right, I am going to back to the 80s, like I always do. This is a band from San Jose, California. This is a skate punk, pump hardcore punk band. This is The Faction. I just seen them perform down in Albuquerque at the Albuquerque Comic Con. They had a launch party Friday night, and The Faction closed out the show. This is the band that I've been listening to since I was a kid, and it was awesome to see them. Original members, and they're all still rocking hella hard. But the song I'm going to pick is Skate and Destroy, because that was the song that they closed. It's my favorite song of theirs, and that's the song that they closed out the show with. So it was pretty good. It's been in numerous skate videos, as well as it was in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4. And they have a big like a best of CD. I can't remember when this actually came out, when this song came out. I'm looking. I don't know. Sometime in the 80s is when it came out. I want to say it was on, the first time I heard it was on the Skate Rock Volume 1. Thrasher Magazine always put out these cassettes of skate music and everything. So they have a whole discography CD, so, and all their music is on it. They're all just quick songs, a minute or two. But this is an awesome, it's an awesome song. It always gets me hyped up. A legendary Bones Brigade skater, Steve Caballero, he plays guitar in it. And it was cool, man. I got to sit around and hang out with him and talk about skating and collecting toys. He was like, man, I actually was talking to Steve. I met him in the comic book store when I was down there, and we were talking because we were looking at all the collectibles that were in there. And he was looking for something. I can't remember what he said, but he was like, man, I have so much stuff in boxes. He goes, I just got to start getting rid of it all, because he was talking about Star Wars toys, not the original stuff, the stuff that came out in the 90s and the early 2000s. And he was like, man, I got so much of this. And he goes to conventions and looks, and he goes, and they're not worth anything. So right now he's just trying to unload a lot of it. And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I have so much of the new Star Wars stuff. I'm just going to just next summer have a yard sale and just put it all out and just try to get rid of what I can. I'll keep a lot of the ones that I do want, but I'm just going to just try to sell a lot of my old Star Wars stuff that I have. None of the vintage classic stuff. I'm holding on to all that, but I'm gonna try to get rid of. I'm gonna try to get rid of a lot of it, but I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, that's my song by the band The Faction. This is Skate and Destroy.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to come and raid the collection before you have that yard sale.
I just have to dig it all out. That's going to be the hard part.
Right. Right. All right. Almost done. The last thing I wanted to leave you with, I always do, is stuff to look forward to, stuff coming up. This Friday on Netflix, February 2nd, Altered Carbon. Looks like it's going to be a cool show. Joel Kinnaman from The Killing, Suicide Squad. Looks like it's sci-fi-like, hearing a lot of good hype on it, so looking forward to checking that out on Friday. HBO has All Eyes on Me streaming, and I know you saw that in theaters, Ned, but I haven't, so I need to check that out. That's up on HBO. And new movies in the theater, Helen Mirren in Winchester, which looks like they're hyping it up as a scary movie, but just for the history angle, my folks want to go check that out, so I might end up seeing that, possibly. I don't know.
That's the only thing I'm going to see this weekend.
Right. Yeah, and also real quick before we go, I wanted to shout out to Joel. He was wanting to get into the podcasting game, do a little fantasy baseball talk. Just the other day we recorded a little on this new Anchor app, got on it. You might have heard Nez, we did a little intro pod for that. We're still trying to figure out where the audio goes, if you can share it on iTunes. If not, I'd love to just continue to supply Nez with the audio. We can keep it going here on the network, but we'll see where that goes. But we've just recorded a little 20-minute pod on the top 10 in fantasy baseball so far, so we'll see where that goes. But Nez, you got some pods in the work for NAM and the cons you've been going to the past couple weeks?
Yeah, I'm going to put out my con one hopefully within the next couple of days. I know I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I just haven't been home, so that's coming.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a quick.
Right.
I did a quick little, kind of a little daily one when I was down at NAM on the Anchor app. So if you guys listen to that,
yep. It
wasn't very long. It was only like a few minutes, but I sat down and took a break and I did one. I'll probably do some more on that. We'll probably definitely do a lot more once we get closer to Comic-Con on the Anchor app, as well as what we're going to put on the East Society. But that might be East Society, point two or whatever. I don't know. We'll work something out. With this Anchor app as we figure it out, because Joel and I we're sitting
right
there like, well, how do you do this and how do you do that? So it was cool. I don't know. We'll by the time we hit July and Comic-Con, we'll hopefully have everything worked out with the Anchor app. So if you guys are interested in hearing stuff that you will not hear here on the network, it will definitely be on Anchor. And the stuff on Anchor probably won't be long, so it'll just be a half hour at the most. So we're not going to sit here like this and give you 2 hours of show content. We're going to save that for this. But definitely do check that out, and we'll see. We'll definitely, when we do more of it with the Anchor app, we will put it on the East Society Facebook page or the MacNez or just in our regular pages. Overall, yeah, just listen for more stuff coming on that.
Yep, and Last Jedi episode coming real soon.
Within the next few days.
Yep. All right, ready to head.
Yep, let's go, because I got to get to work.
Okay, yep. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I know it's been a couple weeks. Appreciate you listening. Have fun, be safe, and I'll see you next time. Have a good one.
Yep. Hey, and everyone, check us out. You know where to find us, Podbean, iTunes. Shout out to the Horror Returns guys, Brian, Lance, Phil. The last 2 weeks I've been on their show. So if you guys don't listen to that and you want to hear me yap about horror movies, check out the Horror Returns. Awesome guys. As well as Horrorcopia, Native Side with Nez. Big Jesse and I are going to do another episode for Big Guys Podcast probably next month sometime. This is a question for those of you that don't listen to Big Guys, or if you just want to. We're doing a show. If you don't know who Big Jesse is, he's Blind Frankenstein on Horrorcopia, and he is blind. And he was blind since he was born. And we came up with a show. If there's any questions you've always wanted to ask a blind person on like how they live their life or what have you, he said nothing is off the table. You can ask him any question you want. And we're gonna do a show and we're gonna answer these questions on the air. So any of you listeners have any blind questions, get them to us. on either the Horacopia page or East Society page, or email me or message me on whatever. You guys know how to get a hold of me. Do that so we can get some questions and everything. So again, that show's not going to be for a while. Sometime maybe next month, maybe the month after. We're just going to try to get hopefully get a lot of questions that he can answer, and we'll do with it. Make them serious questions. Like, don't make up a question just to be funny. But I mean, seriously, you can ask him anything, be about just life or even sexual questions. So anything. So if you guys feel like doing that, feel free to get us your questions. So other than that, hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in a couple of days with our Last Jedi episode and what we thought about it.
Yep.
If you haven't heard us, we've talked about it, or I've been talking about it on other shows and all this. Yeah, that's it. Until next time, everybody, thank you so much for listening.
Yep, till next time, have fun, be safe, and see you guys next time. Shout out.
Yep, rock on, skate and destroy.